Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Massachusetts Congressman Michael Capuano and Boston City Councilor-at-Large Ayanna Pressley were both on stage last night at a racial justice forum at Roxbury Community College. In September's Democratic primary, Pressley is challenging Capuano for the Massachusetts 7th District congressional seat that he's held for two decades. Dorchester reporter-editor Jennifer Smith was at the forum last night and joins us now. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning, Sharon.
This was their first time making an appearance together.
It was, and it was very civil. We were struck by that. If anyone wanted a drag out kind of fight in this race, it doesn't look like that's going to happen anytime soon. Capuano was very straight about saying, "Look, we have common goals, and frankly, we have common opponents in Washington, and the question should mostly be around how do we engage voters." And Pressley, of course, said, "My issue is not specifically with the congressman. It's pushing for my own viewpoint, but it's not going to be a fight in the way that might actually cause some fireworks."
What was the scene like? What was your sense of the crowd?
So the crowd was very representative of the area in which the forum took place. It was a lot of community of color members who were there, a lot of folks from around the Roxbury area, and very heavily, if evidenced by the cheering that we saw throughout the debate, very much in the corner for Ayanna Pressley.
What are their pitches?
For Pressley and Capuano, they aren't really staking out clear differences on policy ground, but the incumbent's pitch is basically, "I've been in this position for two decades. My record is clear. I've been a stable and progressive voice, and I have endorsements from everyone from Mayor Marty Walsh to most recently Governor Deval Patrick, as well as civil rights and known representative icons John Lewis and Maxine Waters." Councillor Pressley, however, is saying it's not so much about what the congressman hasn't done so much as the new lens she'd like to bring to the table, having served on the city council at large since 2009 and pretty consistently for three terms in a row was the top vote getter. She says she has a proven track record on the local level of reaching out to communities and bringing their voices to the forefront, and she thinks she can translate that to the federal level.
Is there really any policy daylight between the two contenders?
Almost none. In fact, the most common sentence that you did hear throughout the forum, which got a bit of a laugh by the end of it, was each of them would go on for a bit about whatever question they were asked, be it tax reform, voting disenfranchisement, equal pay for women, and the other would nod and say, "I agree 100% with the counselor," or "I agree 100% with the congressman," and then elaborate a little bit. One of the few areas where there was actually some light between them was in the way that they talked about communities of color and the way they talked about activist groups of color. For instance, when asked about Black Lives Matter, Congressman Capuano said that they were doing a good job of raising the visibility of these issues, but he wanted them to turn into kind of an engaged activist voting coalition. Whereas Ayanna Pressley says, not only are they already active and out there in the streets and out there visibly in the halls of Congress, they actually have a legislative platform that she's happy to represent. So there's, again, not much disagreement, but maybe a different in lens.
Jennifer, thank you.
All right. Thanks so much.
Dorchester reporter, editor Jennifer Smith. This is 90.9 WBUR.